So you make a political speech, that's one thing. You vote for a political candidate, that's another thing. The freedom to do either one of those, though, are protected, all protected by the U.S. Constitution. But what about liking someone, some cause, liking some candidate on Facebook? Well, one morning, Deputy Sheriff Ray Carter clicked on a thumbs-up icon at his computer in Hampton, Virginia. The problem was the page was for a candidate challenging his boss, the sheriff. The sheriff didn't like that at all. So after the sheriff won re-election over the candidate Deputy Carter clicked on, Ray Carter claims he was fired as a deputy, and he brought a lawsuit. Facebook and the American Civil Liberties Union are now fighting to make the like button a form of protected speech, and a district court judge, at least one district court judge, says it isn't a form of protected speech. Joining us now is Marcus Messner, an assistant journalism professor at Virginia Commonwealth University. He specializes in social media. What's at issue here, Marcus?
I think that a like on Facebook is really an expression of speech, especially when it's in the political realm. It might not be the most in-depth form of speech, but it's definitely a show of preference for political leaning or a candidate or an issue.
The protection of free speech is that the government can't in any way take action against people who express one thing or another, or their speech can't be restrained. But is there a restriction against someone in the marketplace basically making a decision based on what somebody does in exercising their free speech? If somebody doesn't vote for me, am I really constitutionally prohibited from taking action against them?
If you're a voter, you have the right to free speech. And even if you're working for the government, you have the right to free speech. And you can show a preference for a certain candidate. So the initial ruling here that came down a few months ago, and we're now in the appeals court, was really unusual. I found it really unusual. It's, of course, a new area. We have not had many court rulings on Facebook likes. There might be, you know, also a learning curve in the judicial area for judges to learn how expressions are made online today.
So we would need to know if this district judge who ruled that liking is not a form of protected speech, we would need to know if he actually has a Facebook account or has ever used Facebook. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not sure that we have to have that benchmark for every judge that rules on a social media platform. But I think it's a very unusual case. That's why we're talking about it. And so we haven't had Facebook likes around for a very long time. But, just imagine this happens within the presidential race or in a senatorial race where a state or a federal government employee clicks on a like button and gets fired for it. We'd be talking about this much more. So I think, the ruling that is to come down from the appeals court will have some significance of what you can do online and what kinds of consequences you might face.
Well, let's talk about those consequences. We're speaking with Marcus Messner, who's an assistant journalism professor at Virginia Commonwealth University, specializing in social media. If I'm, say, with the Obama campaign, right, I hired somebody to work on the Barack Obama campaign, and I caught them over at the Mitt Romney headquarters, licking envelopes, wouldn't I have the right to fire them?
But I think that's something different. You're taking action for the competitor, right? So you're betraying the trust there. I think, expressing your preference for a candidate is still something different than actively filling envelopes or picking up the phone for a candidate.
What if I just showed up at a rally for Mitt Romney and was seen at the rally? Could I be fired by the Obama campaign?
One difference that we have to see here is that the sheriff's officer was not working for the campaign of the opponent. And he was not actively involved in the campaign of the sheriff. So he was a government employee who just happened to express his opinion by a like On Facebook. So he was not actively involved campaigning for another candidate.
Well, then what if the argument, DeMarcus, is this? What if I say, as sheriff, I could be involved in a life or death situation. I want to make sure that there are people around me who are absolutely loyal. I needed to get rid of this individual. What does the court say to that sort of thing?
Well, you know, the question here is, and I think the sheriff is making the case that this was not necessarily about the Facebook like.
Right.
That is the argument of the officer. But the sheriff is making the case that this was about performance issues.
Right. But if the sheriff made the other case, what would the court say about that? Does a superior have the right to keep loyal people around him or her if they suspect disloyalty through Facebook likes? What would you say to that issue?
Well, I don't think expressing a preference for another candidate has necessarily an impact on performance. I think you would have to make the argument that this preference for the other candidate would have an impact on the performance.
And that's what the courts say. So in the appeals court, the question really is going to be, did this like have anything to do with the performance? And if it didn't, then the individual can't be fired for it.
Right. In the district court, though, the judge clearly said that the like is not protected speech. The sheriff made a different argument about performance, and it was the employee that said, I got fired for liking the other candidate's Facebook page.
All right. So then
the judge clearly said that the like is not protected, and this will be the interesting decision in this appeals court decision.
But it is possible that the appeals court might not even deal with this issue. They might just simply say it was a matter of performance only and sidestep the whole thing.
That could be, yes.
All right. Marcus Messner is an assistant journalism professor at Virginia Commonwealth University, taking a look at an appeals case which is being brought by the Facebook and American Civil Liberties Union on the case of a deputy sheriff who claims he was fired because he liked a candidate who opposed his boss, the sheriff, in Hamden, Virginia. Marcus, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.